First up on our list for sharing is Alan Kukovich.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's great to see so many folks here to share this celebration with Cal and the rest of the family. Some of my earliest memories were Frank. Our families were close, hung out with our cousins a lot. And I remember the way Frank was almost like one of us. When I say one of us, a little kid. Because he loved to participate with us in all the different games that we played. From playing wiffle ball with all of us, the girls and the boys, and sometimes army games. And it always, look in retrospect, I knew his reputation as being a businessman who was known for honesty. And someone who was honest shouldn't have cheated little kids. Didn't he bend the rules because we were so little? It was a dichotomy that has troubled me always. But it was always, he was just so much fun. And the way he would do it, the way he was involved in his kids' lives, and by extension, the nieces, the nephews, was pretty extraordinary and always a lot of fun. So I have those great, fond memories from so many years ago when I was a kid, 15 years or so ago. It's interesting also, later on, hearing from people as I traveled about, I was surprised how many people I would meet who would talk about being at the store. And every anecdotal story was always about how much they enjoyed the store, how much they enjoyed Frank. I mean, just how, talk about a people person. That phrase has been overused, but if anybody was the epitome of that, it was Frank. The meat might not have been all that good. You'll forgive me for that.
Eventually.
Well, Jim had mentioned how much Frank liked to deal with his little garden in the backyard, the longtime home, but he and Cal always loved to visit my parents' place, which had a number of acres and some forested area, and he just loved to pitch in and help my dad. My dad used to like to cut brush and trees, and Frank enjoyed starting fires. I know he was involved with the local fire department, but when it was out of Allegheny County into Westmoreland County, he enjoyed those fires too much. He even planted, couldn't have been more than 6-7 years ago, lilac bushes at the old homestead, and just enjoyed doing that sort of thing. He was just terrific. Apart from those memories, though, maybe the memories that might stick with me even more are the later years. My mother died when my daughter was 4, and Cal and Frank became surrogate grandparents to a great extent. And I know that whenever we mentioned that Cal and Frank were coming over, my little girl's eyes were just light up. She enjoyed that so much. And she always tried to trick Frank. But she knew he was coming, and we'd let her know that, oh, they're outside, they're coming down the driveway. She'd hide and try to surprise him and scare him. And sometimes he'd try to fool her. And they would pull those tricks all the time. It was said that a 4-year-old could outwit a man. Nevertheless. They had a great time. My daughter received some sort of silly little frog that had a sensor in it. You've probably seen them. So if it's turned on and you walk by it, the frog would make a noise. And she would set that sometimes so when Frank would walk in, you would hear that noise and wonder where it was and what had caused it. From my earliest memories when I was a child to my more recent memories with my daughter as a child, we always enjoyed him so much. Jim mentions the 95 years I can't imagine a life more well lived. Some people hold the belief, and I think to a great extent I've shared it, that as you go through your life, everybody you meet, you sort of absorb that. You have a piece of them in you. And if it's family, loved ones, friends, obviously they have more impact. And when they're gone, you lose a piece of yourself. I've always sort of believed that. I believe that it's Frank. His qualities, his gentleness, his humor, his love, I hope, will always be part of me.